Chapter 28 Translator, Zia Editor, Elie Du Cyan seemed particularly extra active tonight. Although he seemed to be active all the time, but Xu Ting knew that Du Cyan must have something to ask. Sure enough, Du Cyan lay on Xu Ting's chest, raised his head and hesitated for a moment, and finally asked, Chong Ning, do you admire a man like Mo Zian? Xu Ting was a bit drowsy, she raised her eyes to look at Du Cyan for a moment and said honestly, he is indeed worthy of admiration. Du Cyan felt sour, Lu Jilan was like this, Xu Ting was like this, why did they look at Mo Zian differently? Lu Jilan was fine, although the two had divorce, but Du Cyan actually didn't like her, but Xu Ting was different. If Xu Ting also liked Mo Zian, Du Cyan thought he would go crazy. He had some fear in his heart, wondering from where Mo Zian got the charm to make Xu Ting say such words as worthy of admiration. Du Cyan could see that Xu Ting was a woman with a very high vision. Even if she was facing a majestic prince, Xu Ting has never revealed a different look in her eyes, and has always been plain. Why do you say that? Du Cyan asked sullenly. Xu Ting answered, the capital is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Mo Zian is a man doing business, and also makes the Mo family flourish. There are not many such men in the world and ordinary people can't do such things. Isn't it admirable? T.N. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, is a Chinese idiom which means a place or situation that is full of unnoticed masters. Du Cyan felt even more sour. I want to open a store. Du Cyan said, if Mo Zian could do it, he could also do it, and with Xu Ting's admiring eyes, he wanted to look at him. Okay, Xu Ting agreed immediately. At this point, Du Cyan was a little stunned. Xu Ting, did she just allow him? What kind of store does Cyan want to open? Actually, Du Cyan wanted to open a store, of course, not like Mo Zian to do business in public. Xu Ting admires a man like Mo Zian, but it didn't mean that she was willing to do the same for Du Cyan, and it was totally unnecessary to suffer malicious slander and ridicule from a large group of people. The men of this world, once married, were left with a wife and children, plus with jealousy. But Xu Ting did not have any man in her life besides Du Cyan, and they currently had no children. Xu Ting wanted Du Cyan to regenerate later. After all, he was only 19 years old. In this way, when Xu Ting went to work every day, Du Cyan seemed a little lonely, so it would be better to find something meaningful to do. At present, Du Cyan was in charge of the account books of the Qingfeng courtyard. He had done a good job. It wasn't a matter of opening a store. Du Cyan did not need to appear, he could just handle things from behind and have fun. I haven't thought about it yet. Du Cyan was a bit shy now, he just said in anger, he actually had no idea what to do. It's okay, we can make a plan first. Xu Ting said, then Du Cyan was entangled. He must make money, he didn't want Xu Ting to think that he was not as good as Mo Zian. Absolutely not, then what store would make more money? So you've been thinking about this for the past few days? Wang Nisheng asked. Today, the two of them went out together to visit the East Market in the capital. Du Cyan remembered what Xu Ting told him, that if he really didn't have an idea, he could go to the market to take a look. How about opening a jewelry store? I will ask all my friends to come to your store to buy things. Wang Nisheng said, but Du Cyan did not immediately agree with his proposal. Oh, don't think about it. But Cyan promised to play with me today. Let's go shopping first. Okay, Du Cyan smiled, anyway, he was not in a hurry. After walking for a long time and getting tired, they went to a tea house to have a rest. The storyteller was telling the story of the Zhenbian Queen, one applause, and then someone came up to sing a song. After Du Cyan and Wang Nisheng couldn't find a suitable place to sit down, Wang Nisheng complained. There is no tea house in the entire capital that satisfies me. Their refreshments are always not good, and the tea is very astringent. The performances are always the same things, nothing new at all. The point is that in many places, there is simply no space for us men. Du Cyan suddenly had an idea in his mind, and he didn't have to open a store selling things, did he? Mo Zian was going to build a horse farm, which was a place for women's entertainment, so why couldn't he run a place for men's entertainment? When Xu Ting came back from work, Du Cyan helped her pick up the outer cloak, and then enthusiastically told Xu Ting his thoughts. Xu Ting was somewhat casual when she heard it. The more she listened, the more surprised she was. Du Cyan's ideas were quite advanced. Was this to build an ancient version of an entertainment club? The audience that Du Cyan was targeting was very clear, the noble prince of the capital, and with Du Cyan's own identity, the chance of this idea succeeding was very high. Xu Ting was very happy, and of course she was willing to support Du Cyan. I remember there is a mansion in the eastern city, it was the former empress's mansion. After the establishment of Dian, it was sealed. How about giving it to you? The last empress of the former dynasty was enjoyable, and was most fond of romantic scenery. In order to be able to go out of the palace often to visit the green houses, she built a mansion outside the city to make it convenient for her not to go back to the palace. The design and architecture of the mansion were first class, but unfortunately because of the empress, no one wanted to live there, so it had been empty. Du Sian was pleasantly surprised, really? Xu Ting glanced at him, yes. Du Sian then gave Xu Ting a kiss on the cheek. Xu Ting sighed in her heart, why did this reward feel like a loss to her? So Xu Ting clasped Du Sian's waist and kissed him on the lips. After kissing, Du Sian leaned on Xu Ting and said softly, hurry up and change your clothes, father is still waiting for us to have dinner. At the dinner table, Xu Ting's father, Lord Han, announced the news, your uncle and cousin will be coming to the capital in the near future, so entertain them at that time. Xu Ting's cousin, was the son of Xu Ting's mother's younger brother. The Xu family has been handed down for 3 generations, but Xu Xuan, Zhenbian queen, also had several younger brothers, one of whom married Zhongnan more than 20 years ago. Hearing that the Xu family had returned to the capital from Suizhou, he planned to come to the capital. Because Xu Ting's aunt died last year, the youngest uncle had no daughter, life was difficult, it was better to come back to join his mother's family. Xu Ting nodded that she knew, and then left. Han Ji just told her about these things, so that she knew about the sudden addition of people in the family. As for the arrangement of her uncle and cousin, she didn't have to worry about it. She just had to live a good life with Du Sian in the Qingfeng courtyard. The next day Xu Ting asked the 7th Empress about the mansion. With the help of the 7th Empress, Xu Ting quickly bought the mansion. After decades of idleness, the mansion had been overgrown with weeds. First, it had to be cleaned and then renovated to meet Du Sian's requirements. Regarding the elegant small garden, Du Sian was very caring and almost did it by himself. However, to open the small garden, things were not ordinary. As soon as the small garden had just finished the preliminary decoration, the time slipped into September in the late autumn and the carriage of Xu Ting's uncle and cousin finally came into the capital. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays everyone.